Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Penny and Haney, 1057 The Fan.
Penny and Haney, 1057 The Fan. Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken. Vinny's off today. He'll be back on Monday. Unfortunately, Penn State fell short. Made it to the Frozen Four, however, which is a great accomplishment. And we'll talk about that, obviously, when we get back on the air next week. Nolan, of course, is on the other side of the glass. Tons going on. World of sports, last weekend of the NBA season. NHL season's in its final few days. Four games left for the Caps. Maryland is doing all sorts of things in the portal. And baseball. We're 3 weeks in, and the Orioles still looking for... They haven't won back-to-back games yet, have they? I don't think so.
No.
Haven't won a series. We know that. So
that we do.
They're due. But... You know, we like to get festive on the weekends. Maybe some crustaceans could be in the future. Watch out for that gout in the toe, like I've been dealing with all week long. But it is what it is. Let's count some dough by ourselves. Where's that money at?
All right, I got green here.
Yeah.
I got green. That's stunning for me. Dow Jones here up 181. NASDAQ up 126. DraftKings, though, down $1.20. And Under Armour, well, they're also down, but only 16 cents. As far as the sports topics, we'll start in the NFL today. Some draft news coming out of Pittsburgh. Steelers bringing in Shedeur Sanders for a visit this week. Now, we know they need a quarterback, so this alone isn't really a massive surprise. But for him to still be available at pick number 21, that might be a surprise. We also know that the Steelers remain interested in Aaron Rodgers. Higher-ups in that organization were talking like that was a done deal just a week or so ago. Buy or sell, Bob. The Steelers' reported interest in Sanders is less about the incoming rookie and more to nudge Rodgers to actually put pen to paper.
I will sell that. Maybe there is some intrigue looking for a long-term answer at quarterback. I mean, this guy, Sanders, Shedeur Sanders, he seems like kind of a lightning rod. Mm-hmm. Like he's a guy whose stock is dropping. Some mocks have him going late in the first round. Mel Kiper Jr.'s got him going 9. To New Orleans. So I think there could be some intrigue here, but Pittsburgh trying to get over that playoff hump. They haven't won. You talk about the Orioles haven't won a playoff game since 14. They haven't won a playoff game since the 2016 season. They get there, and that's nice with their 10-7, and get the bleep out of here in one round. Maybe Aaron Rodgers in the immediate gives them a better chance of actually doing some damage in the postseason, assuming they get there, because I see the Ravens number one, and then Cincinnati gap, and then Pittsburgh and Cleveland. Good luck with all that.
Over to Major League Baseball, an interesting roundtable column here from the MLB writers at CBS Sports, talking about Aaron Judge's Hall of Fame trajectory and why is this coming up. Well, it's not just Yankees bias, maybe a little bit, but he completed year 10 of his career last year, which means he is eligible for the Hall of Fame if he were to retire today. So they posed the question, if he did retire, is he in the Hall of Fame based on what he's done through 10 years so far? Now, remember, we had these conversations around Mike Trout when he was at his peak. Year 10 for him, he already had three MVPs. Aaron Judge has two, plus the AL home run record. That doesn't hurt his case either. Now, the group here, the writers, they're split. Only two said yes to him being in at retirement today. Ryan, are you buying or selling that?
I'd buy that he'd be in, to be honest, just because, look, if we're going off of greatest players during a specific time, and usually you're going to say a decade of time. Now, Aaron Judge, would he be a first ballot Hall of Famer in this case? No. But if you're going by the 10 years, a guy that's accumulated 321 jacks, and remind you, he missed some time, whether he's had injuries here or there, he has been one of the best players. Two MVPs helps his case. You mentioned the home run record. The Silver Sluggers, being the captain and face of the Yankees. I think that that sample size alone for 10 years, if you're going to say over a decade of time, who was one of the best players during that time? I don't think you can put three players ahead of Aaron Judge over the decade that he's been in there as a hitter. Like, I can't even put... It's the same conversation when you have with Mike Trout. Could you put three players better than Mike Trout over the decade of time? So if we're doing that, I'm with Judge being in, but it always helps the case if you do a little.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A little bit more.
A little basketball here, NBA. Walter Clayton Jr., well, he was regarded as likely a second-round pick for most of the season, but after a heroic run through the tournament, capped it off with a national championship, things have changed quickly for him. Now you'd be hard-pressed to find someone saying he's anything but a day-one pick, but how high? Shooting skills, that'll play at the next level. NBA scouts will like that. Combine performance will probably determine a lot for him next month. But buy or sell, Bob, Clayton Jr. will end up being a lottery pick when it's all said and done.
I'll sell that. But talking about that dog and all of that stuff that Keith brought up with Texas A&M, Buzz Williams bringing in, and something we'll get into with Ryan next hour or next segment. Caller said the Orioles don't have any dog in them. Mm. Like if they get plunked, everybody just kind of rubs it and puts some dirt on it and gets the first base. Best time to show off is in the tournament. Derek Queen will be a lottery pick because of what he did. But Clayton, a little smallish in size, but not a great three-point shooter, first team All-American, most outstanding player. And not only did his offense carry them, maybe the most explosive offensive team college, but ultimately it was a defensive play that helped win them the championship. So I don't know, lottery, Nolan, but definitely helped his cause to be a first-round draft pick.
Right, I mentioned the combine there because I always think back to Kevin Herter. I mean, he wasn't considered anywhere close to going as high as he did, but he went crazy at the combine, couldn't miss from three. People fell in love.
Yeah, if he has like a 48-inch vertical leap, put him right there in the top five. Mm-hmm. And then he's Allen Iverson all of it.
All right, last topic here of the day, talking about the Orioles. Cedric Mullins, well, he's swinging a hot stick right now. Small sample of games, but I think it's safe to say this is the most comfortable he's looked in a few years. He admits, though, that the career highs of that 30-30 season back in 2021 almost played against him in the long run. The idea of chasing those numbers year after year, probably not the most realistic thing for him. But if we want to revisit 2021, not just the 30 homers, not just 30 steals, at 37 doubles, a career high 5 triples as well. So collectively, 72 extra base hits, not too shabby. Well, so far this year, 3 homers, 3 doubles. He's on his way. Buy or sell, Ryan, 30-30, maybe not realistic, but over 60 extra base hits. Are we buying or selling that?
If we get a healthy Cedric Mullins the whole year, I'll buy it. And the biggest reason is, of you mentioned with Seti talking about dealing with expectations after 21, he was that face coming out of a brutal year at 21, and he had one of the best seasons, individual seasons, in Orioles history. And then Seti's been dealing with personal things that some have he's talked about, others he hasn't. And talking to him going into this year, clear mind, body feels good, and you're starting to see the results off the jump that he's able to have success. Nolan, I'm not saying he's going to hit 30 jacks this year, but I think that he can push for 25. I think Cedric Mullins is just one of those guys that if he can stay on the field, that's been the hard thing for him. If he can stay on the field for full 162, I think we're going to see him eclipse that number.